Asher Zayin Yemhei Chasim.
Shvuas Keshvuas. Keloimar. The kinu shvue areyu keshvue vechayle. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is that kinu shvue keshvue, and it's chag. Zog deran umehosha minen. From our Mishnah we learn out the shvue loy boyishem. It's a big machlekes rishoni when you make a shvue if you have to have a shame or not. Ba'ochem muchach the shvue loy boyishem. Elokeivan Shomar Shvuo Ishvuso Shi Kinuyo Shelo Yoichal Ki Karze Osu Leochle. If you make a Shvuo without a Shem Hashem, it's Chal. It's Machlekes Rishonim. The Ran says he has a Raya from our Mishneh that Shvuo Eloi Bo Yishem. What is the Raya? Becheshbon. The Masnisi Bechai Gavne Askinet. Muchach in the Mishneh that we're talking that he didn't say Shem Hashem when he made a Shvuo. If we're talking that he said Shvuah LaHashem, Shvuso LaHashem, my ayre mishum kinu Shvuah, teipuk le mishum askoras Hashem. They afilu beloy Shvuah, beloy kinu yave Shvuah. If you say Shem Hashem alone, it's enough even without the word Shvuah. So, Mele, what is the chiddush of the Mishneh of Kinuim? If anyway you have to say Shem Hashem, and Shem Hashem alone is a Shvuah, without the word Shvuso, Lemosh, he brings down two Gemores. V'arayim de'amrin epek ein ma'amidim le'eloi ki Yisrael lo'y megaline. V'lekamon ami, more kule. Lo'y ta'ine de Shvuah eschal. So Shem Hashem alone de Shvuah eschal. So, Mele, frek deran. So, what I need the Shvuso and Shvuko? And the Lashonis of Kinuim, if anyway you have to say Shem Hashem, then Neder Obichal mitzad Shem Hashem. That's the Kasha from the Ran. So this is the first Raya that Shvu Eloi Bo Yishem. Because if you have Shem by us, you don't need to come to the Parsha of Kinuim, Teipukli mitzad Shem Hashem. So Tchilas HaDvorim, we have to be done. The Ran says that if Shem Hashem would work on his own, I don't need a chidush of kinuim because typically mitzad the Shem Hashem. Lo mefregen akash. You're right. The Shem Hashem alone could work. Shem Hashem alone could work. So the man asked me why I need a parsha of kinuim, even if kinuim did not work, about the shvuah would be a shvuah as the Shem Hashem. Lama zogin hazeh? Ein echanami the Shem Hashem alone could work, and the shvuah could be a shvuah as the Shem Hashem. But while you said kinuim, if kinuim don't work, you spoiled it. Like the Maranach said, if you said chazir, double ze osur olai, it's osur. But if you said double ze osur olai ki chazir, you spoiled it. So the chiddush of kinuim is that kinuim don't spoil. You write that shvuah could be chalatz the Shem Hashem. Aber lo yitzir would not be a chiddush of kinuim. So when a person says Shvuso ba'ashem shelo yoichal, if you would say ba'ashem shelo yoichal, eloi ki Yisrael eloi megaline morikul eloi ta'im etchal. Aber when he said Shvuso shelo yoichal, Shvuso ba'ashem shelo yoichal, if kinuim would not be working, so the kinuim would be spoiling the Shem Hashem. Ba. Let. I'm going, guys. Weißt du es von der Ran klar, that if Shem Hashem works, the kinui cannot spoil. This is the aleph base in the Ran. We have to build that lab. This is the aleph base of the Ran. If Shem Hashem alone works, kinuim cannot spoil. The male frag the Ran, well, I need the chiddush of kinuim. If anyway every shvuah needs Hashem, and you have the Shem Hashem anyway, so the shvuah goes Shem Hashem, what I need the chiddush of kinuim? Maybe I need it that it doesn't spoil. Vice is even if kinuim did not work, they will not spoil. If you say shvuah b'Hashem shvuso, it will not spoil the shvuah. Why? So it's posh. It's not ready to do. Loi mi boyel if the tzad of the Maral Nach. That chazir doesn't spoil. Even if you say dovel ze osur like a chazir, it doesn't spoil. Because you said a good lashon. So here also. While you said a good shvuah, you said Shem Hashem, it can't spoil. But even that we said that chazir could spoil, kinuyim will not spoil. Why kinuyim will not spoil the shvua? So loymi boy Reb Nochem, like we said from Reb Nochem, he said even in every neder, if you say doubles, they also are like kekoinom. Reb Nochem said that even if chazir spoils, kekoinom doesn't spoil. Why? Because it's the same thing. It's a shvacher aloshen, but it doesn't spoil. If you made a good neder, and he said doubles are also like kekoinom, you don't have to come to the chiddush of kinuyim, because it doesn't spoil. This was the vote of Reb Nochem. So mamish the zelbe zach here. If you said Bahashem shvusa shelo yoichal, shvusa Bahashem shelo yoichal, the shvusa, even if it's only a kinuy, even without the chiddush of kinuyim, the kinuy would not spoil. But even, I just want to make it clear, even if he us, that we were chaylik on Reb Nochem, and we said that if a person said that was a osu kekoinam, it could spoil, this is dear, because we said it's two tracks, it's two mehalchim, and then a mitat posa, and then a ronat posa. So maybe it could be I'm doing a neder with that posa. So I may, if you say that was a osu rolai, it works without that posa. That was a osu like kekoinam, it works with that posa. And that posa I didn't say, because I said it wrong. But here the shvu is Bashem. Bashem is a good shvua. When I added shvusa, a kino it can't spoil. So this is pashut, I think, Dvorim Pshutim in the Ran. That was pashut to the Ran, that the shvusa cannot spoil. While the Shem Hashem is a shvua gmura, Eloike Yisroel, Eloi Megalina, Mori Kul, Eloi Taimne is a shvua gmura. The fact that you add the kino, it cannot spoil. The fact that you have a kinu, you cannot spoil. If you have a good loshen, a loshen gomu from a shvua, that Shem Hashem is called the loshen gomu from a shvua, the kinu cannot spoil. That is klor in the rat. So meile, elam again zurück to the rat. So meile frek the rat. So I have a raya that shvua le bo Hashem, because if shvua bo Hashem, you have a Shem, and if you have the Shem Hashem, then anyway the shvua is chal. So the kinu can't spoil. So what is the chiddush of kinu? Even without the chiddush of kinuim, the neder of Bichal, as the shvua, as the Shem Hashem. This is the first kasha. The Rani bought two rayas, that Shem Hashem alone is a shvua, but mainly he has a raya, the Rani is asking a kasha, that shvua Eloi bo Hashem. This is the first piece of the Rani. Zog the Shalmin Adorim. And it's Be'al Chove and the Yisro, and Oir and the Mishnayis in the back, now I'm writing it out very close. Lechua, we could shlug the first raya from the Rani. We have Rishonim that hold that Shvua Boishem. The Ran is asking a kasha. See, Baal Shita Sarai with different Rishonim that Shvua Boishem. So if the Rishonim hold that Shvua Boishem, the Ran bought a Shane Raya. The Ran bought a Shane Raya. The Ran has a Shane Raya that Shvua Boishem. Because if Shvua Boishem, well, I need to come to the Chiddush of Kinuim. Taper le Mitzad Hashem Hashem. Zog the Shalmen Adorim, Barchov and the Yisrael. That the Shach and the Rashbo Betshuva and the Maharam in Rutenburg, they also hold that Shvu Eloi Boy, that Shem Hashem Alein works. But they explain why Shem Hashem Alein works. La Eloike Yisroel Eloi Megaline, Mori Kul Eloi Taimne. Why it works? The Maaseh didn't say the word Shvu. He only said Bashem Eloi Achilne, Mori Kul Eloi Taimne. So why it works? Zog the tshuva sarashbo in the shach. Midin yad. When a person says, Mori kule lo itaimne, Ba'ashem shelo yoichal, it's a yad. Kiilu he said, Shvua Ba'ashem. Or Ba'ashem shvua shelo yoichal. We add the word shvua before, after, in the middle. Ba'ashem shelo yoichal b'shvua. We add a yad. So the way Shem works, not stam because Shem alein works. The reason Shem works, because it works midin yad. This was Shaitim Shach. So in that Ran bought a raya that Shem alein works. Eloike Yisroel, Eloi Megaline. He bought a raya, Morikul Eloi Taimne. You're right, Shem works. But Shem works midin yad. If Shem works midin yad, Zog the Shalmen Adorim. And then Yisroel know, when you could say a yad, when a person said a chatzi dovo. But when a person said a davar shole, you can't say a yad. The Ran and Shvua says a yesoid. You say yad when you have a chatzi dibu. When you have a dibu sholem, you don't say a yad. You don't say a yad when you have a davar sholem. The case of the Ran is, the Ran says, I'll get it. The Ran speaks about, we know that you make a atposa beneder. Double ze olai kozeh. Zog the Ran, you could make a atposa beneder, but you cannot make a atposa b'shvuah. Because double ze olai kozeh, b'shvuah the chefze is not osu, only the gavre is osu. When a person asks, is a chefetz b'chefze? So the chefetz is osu. Double ze olai kozeh. But b'shvuah you cannot make a atposa. You can't make a atposa b'shvuah. Freg the Ran in shvuah, okay. You cannot make a atposa b'shvuah, but let it to work within yad. A person says, double the osur kazeh. This is a shvuah. So it doesn't work, it's not atposa. But we know the guy wants to aser. I mean, it's clear that the guy wants to aser. If it's clear that the guy wants to aser, so we know that the guy wants to aser, so let it to be yad. Zog the Ran, when you could say yad, כשלא יגומר הדובר, אבל כשגומר דבורוב, אין אומרים יד. We don't say יד when a person finishes his words. מילא זוג די ישראל, זוג די שלמן הדורים, by us, when a person says, שם השם, so the שבוע could work. But when he says, שבוסו בהשם, when he says, שבוסו בהשם, so what do you add a yad? When he says, Ba'ashem shelo yoichal, we could add to him a yad, shvua. But here that he said shvua, so he finished his words. When a person finishes his words, we cannot add. So mele, the whole raya from the Ran is nishken raya. You write that Shem alein is a shvua, but it works. Midin yad, that we go him at dvorov. But lo yitzur, he said kinuim. And kinuim will not work. You cannot be go him at dvorov. So the Mishnah has to be mechadesh, that shvuse, shvuse, shkuko, all of these things are considered kinuye shvues kishvues. But mele, it's chal. But lo yitzur, kinuye shvues is lav kishvues. But mele, here you can't work mitzad yad. This is what the Achroinim answered. And Be'etzem, we mentioned that the Briskerov already Be'etzem was Mesupik in this Shaila. When a person says, Ehen Nozik, Frag the Briskerov, why you have to come to Kinuim? Typically, the Gemara says, Ehen, it's a Yad. Kshanozik Reiva Lefonov, when a person said the word Ehen, it's a Yad. Kshanozik Reiva Lefonov, if he says Ehen. So here also, you're right that he said Ehe, and it was not Nazik Eimed Lefonov, but the word Nazik is Eimed Lefonov. So Ehe Nazik, it's Ayat. And we saw two terutz in the Biskerov said. One terutz the Biskerov said, Taka, you can't add. When a person says Ehe, and it's Nazik Eimed Lefonov, we add. Ehe Kamoisu, Ehe Nazik. Here he said Ehe Nazik. So we can't add. Kshigomar Dvorov, we can't add. The mail, it can't work mitzad yad. But the second teretz of Biskerov was Mesupik. Maybe we don't say this, Yisoyin. And he answered a different teretz. That when a person says, Ehe, Nozir, Ehe, Lefonov, so B'shaz, Ehe, it's a Yad Merchiach, we know what he wants. Here when he said, Ehe, we don't know what he wants. When he said, Nozik later, the Ehe is already not around. The word Nozik doesn't count, it's Kinuim. But the Ehe cannot work with Zad Yad, because B'shaz the saying, Ehe, the Nozik was not Ehe, Lefonov. This is what we said before. So again, the first Yisoyin of the Biskerov is very glad, like the Yisoyin of the Achroinim. So the Etzem, the Achroinim are slugging up the Ran. They're slugging up the Ran. The Ran says as was, that we have a raya that Shvue, that Val Shvue Loi Boishem. Why? Because if Shvue Boishem, you have a Shem. If you have a Shem, you don't have to come to the Kinui, typically Mitzad Hashem. So the Achroinim, we have a Poshta Teretz. You're right that we could work Mitzad Hashem, but Hashem works Mitzad Yad. B'shaz that is Kinuim is Gomar Dvorov, like Loshen Aran and Shvues, that B'shaz that Gomar Dvorov we cannot add. But mele, you have to come to the Chiddush of Kinui. Such a glad Teretz to slug up the Raya from the Ran. Maybe the Hainu, so what we're asking, maybe Shavua Boy Hashem, but even so, you need the Chiddush of the Kinuim, because B'shaz the Kinuim, the Shem alone cannot work, because you are Gomar Dvor. It's a Geshena Teretz. Why the Ran didn't say this Teretz? And we're asking from the Ran alone. The Ran alone said that B'Gomar Dvor if you don't say Yad. So you could say, he was Choylek and the Tshuvas HaRashbo, he was Choylek and the Shach, and he learns that Shem alone works, not Mitzad Yad. Shem alein works all ayat. Yeah, can say. So the Achroinim matters the Shach had to say. I'm saying the loy kara. The Tshuvas HaRashbo is the loy kara. The Maharam Rutenbo is the loy kara. So can say. That was pushed to the Ran that Shem alein works on ayat. So can say. And then we have glad. Nachoin im answer that Hashem works mitzad yad, the male you need to come to the chiddush of the kinuim even if every shvuah boyishe, and this will be the answer in the other rishonim. And the Ran learned that Hashem alone works even without a yad. The male he didn't have, the male it can't spoil, like we said before, it can't spoil. But Reb Nochem wanted to say better. It can be that the Ran is also going like the Shalmei Dorim, the Shach, and the Tshuvas HaRashbo, that Shem works mitzad yad. You need the word shvua. Shem Hashem alone cannot work. It has to work mitzad yad. You need the word shvua. So the kasha is, so what the Ran wants, the tepuk mitzad Shem, but here he was gomal dvorov. Who is gomal dvorov? So Vaisnoy is even be gomal dvorov, we could make a yad. So the Biskarov also was misupek. He said two terutzi. Yeah, but we mentioned that the Ran and Shvuas alone says that Begomar Dvorov. Our kasha is from the Ran and Shvuas. The Ran and Shvuas says that Begomar Dvorov ain't Oimrim Yad. Begomar Dvorov ain't Oimrim Yad. So if the Ran says that Begomar Dvorov ain't Oimrim Yad, so how the Ran Bayo says, how the Ran Bayo says, Nishtaze. How the Ran Bayo says, Nishtaze. That the Shem alone will work. And the kinuim will not spoil. How it will work mitzad yad is gomal dvorov. So Reb Nochem said like this. We see that the Biskarov that was not posher to him, that when a person is gomal dvorov, we don't make a yad. Biskarov said to terutzi. Was not glad to him. We see in the Ran here that even if you finish your words, you say a yad. The Achronim say that Shem works mitzad yad, and even so, even that he said shvusa, stayed in the Ran here that we do yad. So we don't say the Yisrael, when a person finishes words, we can't say Yad. Ay, the Ran and Shvuah zok nishtazay. Zok terazal lomdus. The case of the Ran and Shvuah, what is the case? A person says, Dovor ze osur olay koze. So if it's a neder, it's good. Val, this osur bechefze. So I'm allowed to eat this bread like this bread. But if it's a Shvuah, you can't say koze. Freg the Ran, okay, but it's a Yad. We know what he wants. It's like the Ran, when a guy finishes words, we can't make a yad out of his words. The Ran Bayos, you said, Hashem Hashem would work, and even that he said, Shvusa, it will work mitzad yad. Listen, the chilek is so pashut. In the first case, when I said, Dovo ze osur olay koze. Dovo ze osur olay koze. And whenever it works, by shvua, it doesn't work. Zog the Ran, make it a yad. It's like the Ran, I'm sorry, you can't make a yad. The guy finishes sense. What do you make a yad? So why here you could? Chilek is like this. Dear, he said a whole sense. Dovor ze olay koze. Just what? It's not a good word. You can't be matpis in a shvua. But we know exactly what the person wants. The Ran, we really know what he wants. But he didn't say it. You can't create a yad. He doesn't have a handle. He said exactly a whole thing that is wrong. We know exactly what he wants. For when someone wants, we don't make handles. We don't make yadis. He made a pot, the wrong pot. He made a wrong kli. We know what he wants, but it's not a handle. It's a kli. By us, listen what happened. He said, Ba'ashem, Shvusa Ba'ashem. Shel Shvusa Ba'ashem. Right? So he's saying, Shvusa Ba'ashem, Shelo Yoicha. So we say, listen, even without the word Shvusa, we know that a person wants to make a Shvua. So he said, yeah, but he finished. So what if he finished? Take off that word, you could add a different word. What is the difference? Here's the difference. When a person said, Dovo ze olay koze, and it's wrong words, you don't have a yad. What is a yad? So it's a tzad yad that we have to paste more words to him. So that you're right. When he finished different, you can't paste more words. You can't add more words. He finished it different. But the other tzad we're saying, it's not that we have to stick more words. If you have to stick more words, then we're going to fit the tzad of Biskarov and the Achroinim. Here he finished different. You can't attach it. There's nowhere to glue it. It doesn't attach. Yodis means if I say chelek and they know what I want, it's enough. When a person says Shem Hashem, we know that he wants a shvua. It's enough. Ah, he add bad words. Throw away the words that he added. Like a person adds chazir. Throw away the words that he adds. And Shvuas is nothing but to throw away. He didn't say a part of a neder. He said a wrong neder. You want to make a new neder? He didn't say even a part of it. The words that he said are wrong words. You can't make from wrong words a yad. When a person says Shem Hashem b'shvuso, the Shem Hashem is the beginning of a good neder. This is the way. Shvua b'Hashem. B'Hashem shvua. He said a half of a neder. You're right that he finished it wrong. He finished it well. Lemoshel, ehen nazir. He wants to be a nazir. You could finish it ehen nazir. He finished it wrong. Forget about the last word. The ehe alein shows that he wants to be a nazir. Gobol ze olai kozeh, it's a different neder. It's a atpose. B'shvua is no atpose. We know for sure that the person was planning to swear today. But he didn't start. Again. There's two ways to learn Yodis. There's one way that we have to add words. This is the way the Shamanadorim, if you see the Yisrael, no, they learn Kipshuta. I have to add words. And if you finish the words, we can't add. When you say a half a sense, we will finish the sense for you. But if you finish it wrong, we can't add after it more words. B'meile, Vow, we cannot add words on what you added. They say, Aposhta Teretz, Shem Hashem works, Medin Yad. If you said Shvusa, it doesn't work. Ehen Nozik. If you say Ehen, it's good. You said Nozik, it's too bad. The Ran and Shvusa said, you said bad words. It's too bad, we can't help you. This is the glad way to understand. Maybe we have a problem, what the Ran wants, if Shem Hashem alone works, but it works with Tzad Yad, and we'll have to answer that the Ran learned that Shem Hashem is not working with Tzad Yad. But it's a different way to say it. Not the Pshat, that if I add words, you cannot add words on what I'm saying. You cut off the words, and yeah, so Mishnah Melech Haratzal, even Bechazir, you could cut off and add different things. You could add, cut. The aside of Yoles works, Chelke Adibu, the Loshon Haran. Chelke Adibu. Yadakli, you don't have to say the whole nether, but Din Levata Besfosayim, you were not asked to say the whole nether. You could say half of the nether. Now you said a half of the nether. We know you said Bashem, and we know you want to swear, so it's enough. Now you didn't finish it in the right words, so we will finish it. Again, if the vote of Yod is that we have to finish completely the words, and this is the answer, when you finish the talk, we can't talk for you. So you're right here, you can't talk for me. I said Shvusa. The Yesod is not, the Ram didn't mean in Shvus to say a Yesod, that when a person finished the talk, we can't talk for him. This is not the Yesod. This is not the Yesod, when he finished the talk, we can't talk for him. It's not the Yisrael of the Ran. The Yisrael of the Ran is from a Dibur Gomu, we can't start to make a Chatzi Dibur Vayat. It's not what he did. He did a Dibur Sholem, he didn't do a Chatzi Neder. We don't have a Chatzi Neder here. We have a complete wrong Neder that we know what he wants. It's garnished. Yodis is Chatzi. This person made a Chatzi. Just he didn't finish the Chatzi good. He finished Seder. But we know from the Chatzi what he wants. Shem Hashem, we know that he wants to swear. We know that he wants to swear. We know that he means to swear by Hashem. He's doing a Shvur by Hashem. Now what? He finishes with wrong words. Seder. Well, we have a Chatzi Neder, and we know what the person wants. B'meile, it works. Think it over. B'meile, so we have two ways to answer the Ran. Why he didn't answer like the Achroinim, that Shem works mitzad Yad, and B'meile, it's not a Kasha. Other because he learns that Shem Alein is not Midin Yad, but made a Shvusa cannot spoil, like with Chilas Dvoreinu. Other he also was masking with the Shach and the Rashbo and the Maram Rutenburg that is working with Tzad Yad. And he learns by Yad, you could be Mamshich. And I'm trying to explain, I'm bringing a Raya from the Biskarov, I'm trying to say we're dying to Biskarov. Biskarov Alein was going, when he said his answers, if it's two drochim, if it's a klal, that you cannot add words, or is the cloud that Chatzi Dibu helps? If you can't add words, so we don't have a kasha from Nozik, but if you could add words, even that he finished it differently, then the Biskarov had to say, I'm the retard. This was the first Raya of the Ran, that Shvu'a Eloi Bo Yashem. Ve'oit, the Ran is being a second Raya, that Shvu'a Eloi Bo Yashem. De'leman de'omar kinuim loshen shebodu, le'hochi tiknu kinuim b'shvu'a, כהיכד אלוהי לימר שבוע להשם, כדמוכח בגמורה. על מכל שהזכיר שבוע כינויו, אפילו בלא יזכור את השם מעני. The second ראי sounds a גיוולדיקה ראי. זוג דרש בו, דרן, the whole reason for יש לוקיש that הוא מתק in שבוע, and שבוע so and not שבוע, that a person will not say שבוע להשם. And what will happen if you will say שבוע להשם? Maybe you will say שבוע להשם and he will stop. So they told him to say Shvusa. So what is the mile if you say Shvusa? You will not say Shem Hashem? So Pashtas, the Ran learned like this. Be'etzem Shvua alein is good, without the word Lashem. When a person says Shvua b'loshen HaKodesh, he's used to using the Loshen HaTorah, and he says Shvua Lashem, like Korban. If you say Korban, you say Korban Lashem. If you say Koinam, you don't say Koinam Lashem. The melody of Metakin says Shvusa, and you will not say Shem Hashem. But if if Shvua needs a Shem, so even if we say Shvuso, he needs right away to say Shem Hashem. So what are you gaining? Shvua LaHashem is Levatole. Kozman, he didn't make the Shvua, it's Levatole. Mele Freg Deran. So what you will gain that you told him to say Shvuso and not to say Shvua, if you don't have to say Shem Hashem, it's Givaldi. When you say Shvua is a Gzeri, you say Shvua LaHashem. Say Shvuso, you will not say Shem Hashem. But if you anyway to have to say Shem Hashem, so what is the whole takona to say Shvuso? Muchach that Shvua loy boishem. This is the Raya of the Ra. Zog the Chasam Sefer and the Yisroi Noir. Raya Sheino Leot Shuvah. How we answer? Zog the Yisroi Noir, they could answer what the other Rishonim will answer. And we have Rishonim that Shvua boishem. The Ra loy Shvua loy boishem. So he bought one Raya because Tepok Lemitzad Hashem, we already handled. Second raya is, what is the takona lefi Reish Lakish? We anyway have to say Shem Hashem. Zog Doir Godel, it's mamash, the end piece, started at the beginning of that last piece. Zog Doir Godel, very poshut. When a person will say Shvua, you will say Shvua LaHashem, and it's Hashem Shemayin Levatole. When you will say Shvuso, so when you will come to Shem Hashem, he will also say it in Loshen Laz. He will say in Lamoshel Gimel Dalet. And if a person says Shem Hashem Belaz, there's no Yisur of Shem Shomayim Levatole. If a person says Gimel Dalet, it's not Shem Shomayim Levatole. When you say Yud Kei Vov Kei Aleph Dalet and our Shemus, oh, Baruch, listen. If you say Shem Hashem Eloshna Kodesh Levatole, it's a Yisur. If you say Shemus of Hashem Belaz, it's no Yisur Shem Shomayim Levatole. B'meile is not Zeira. He will say Shvusa B'Gimel Dalet, and B'meile, he will not have a Yisur. What? The Ran that didn't answer it, Zog the Chasam Sefer learns, that's Shem Shemayim Levatole. Zog the Chasam Sefer, from the Ran that didn't answer, Muchat, if a person says Gimel Dalet, he's over Hashem Shemayim Levatole. So that's the Machleke, Zog the Chasam Sefer. The answer, we can answer that Shem Hashem Belaz is not Shem Shemayim Levatole, and Azei Zog the Kiveiga. Shem Shemayim Belaz is not called Shem Shemayim Levatole. And the Ran that didn't answer it, because the Ran learns that even Shem Shemayim Belaz is Shem Shemayim Levatole. So the Rishonim, so there's a bit of machlekes. The Rishonim that learned that Shvua Boishem will have to answer that the Takana, if Shvusa was to gain, that he would say it Beloshen Las, and then there's no Shem Shemayim Levatole. And the Ran that didn't answer it, the Ran learned that when you say Shem Shemayim Belaz, you also have the Yisur of Shem Shemayim Levatole. The Loshen Shvusa was on the Shvusa, not on Shem Hashem. Shem Hashem, he will say Belaz. They had to attack in Shvua because if not, he will say Shvua LaHashem like he's used to. So they attack in Shvua, said that, nothing will happen anymore. But maybe he will say Las. If a person will say Shvua, he's used to speak Loshen HaKodesh, he will say Beloshen Hashem. So we're not helped to say Loshen. Zogt Rav Kiva Eiger, and we'll see Be'ez Hashem, the Segmore and Shvuas, that even if we'll say that when you say Shem Shomayim Belaz, you're not over on Yitzhak Hashem Shomayim Levatole, but it helps for the Shvua. That's Sheit Klor, that even the Shem Shomayim Belaz is not called Moiti Shem Shomayim Levatole, but Lefidiz Rishonim, it will help the Shvua, and Azei Zegmor and Shvus, we'll see Be'ez Hashem in the Hemshech HaSugyas, that Shem Shomayim Belaz, I don't know, we don't have a Shem Shem B'Kinoi, see the Sugyas and Shvus, but Shem Shomayim Belaz, Avada, it helps the Shvua. And Rav Kiva Eiger is Moisif. If a Moshel, a person has a Pesophic Brochus, so he doesn't know if he made a Brocha or not. So Lechura, if we'll say that Laz is not Aveira, so say Boruch Ato Gimel Dalet, Shehakol Nir Bidvoroi, there's no more problem with Pesophic Brochus Levatole. Because for a Brocha it will help, Abbas Nashem Shomayi Levatole. So Rav Kiva Eiger, when you use it as a Brocha, it becomes a Brocha Levatole. When you use it for a Shvua, it becomes a Shvua. When it was used for Stam, so the Shem Shomayim Belaz doesn't have a Koyach. But when you use it for a Shvua, or use it for a Brocha, it becomes a part of the Shvua, it becomes a part of the Brocha, and b'meile yo'ever an Brocha Levatole. Yo'ever an Shvua Levatole. So b'meile, again, this is the answer in the Rishonim that didn't answer like the Ran. But the Ran learned שם שמיים בלעז הזה יסר. מכל מקום, ואיקה להקשוי, ואיקה להקשוי, פרק דרען, after that he was מייחיח, that שבועה לא יבוא ישם, from two ראיס, תיפוק למצד השם, and a ראי from ריש לוקיש. So דרען has two ראיס, that שבועה לא יבוא ישם. פרק דרען, סתיר from the גמור אין שבועס, ואיקה להקשוי, הם מדאמרינן, בפרק שבוע סעידוס, זה שבוע סעידוס בו ישם. וכדי אלפין אין אוסם, עולה עולה משבוע. פרק דרען, היי, you could tell me that שבוע אלוהי בו ישם. We see in the גמור אין שבועס, the גמור הדרשן. The גמור הדרשן, זה שבוע בו ישם. מולן זה ארט, אולו אולו מסויטו תשבוע סעידוס, תשבוע בו ישם. So how you can tell me that it's from here it's מוכח? תשבוע לא בו ישם. דיר את מוכח, תשבוע בו ישם. את מוכח, תשבוע בו ישם. So it's interesting. The Ran doesn't bring down סתם הקשה, we see from סויטו תשבוע בו ישם. And the Gemara learns out to Shvua Sa'edus, that Shvua Bo Yishem. So if we learn out to Shvua Sa'edus, so we learn out to every place, that Shvua Bo Yishem. We learn out to every place, that Shvua Bo Yishem. So we have to know, some Rishonim will say, the Ran found the Raya in Soito and Shvua Sa'edus, not in Shvua Sbitui. Maybe Shvua Sbitui doesn't need a shame. Maybe Shvua Sbitui doesn't need a shame. The Rambam's medame al shvuos. If we learn out the shvuos ha'edus by Hashem and shvuos soita by Hashem, we're not mechalek tzivishin al shvuos. Our mishnah is not shvuos ha'edus. The Ran learns out that we learn out from soita to shvuos ha'edus, the meile hu adin mikol shvuos. He's not asking from soita alein. While we learn out from Soita to Shvua Sa'edus, so Mele the Ran says, so we'll learn out the Kola Terekulo, that Shvua Bo Yishem. Mele the Ran is asking a stira. Mele the Ran is asking a stira. By us we say that Shvua Loi Bo Yishem, and in Soita and Shvua Sa'edus, the Kola Terekulo we learn that Shvua Bo Yishem. And again, we have to know, some Achroinim, some Rishonim answer, the Raivet, in Perek Beis Mishvuas, only Shvua Sa'edus Bo Yishem. Only Soita Ba'ishem, Shar Shvuas Loi Ba'ishem. Shar Shvuas Loi Ba'ishem. So the whole Kasha is not a Kasha. Our Sugi is Shar Shvuas. Shvuas Ha'edus is different. Shvuas Soita is different. The Ran was not Mechalek. The Ran was not Mechalek. So maybe the Ran has a Kasha, and Shvuas we see that Shvuas Ba'ishem, and by us we see that Shvuas Loi Ba'ishem. Tiretz Rabbeinu Tam, I just wanted to give a little akdome before the Tiretz of Rabbeinu Tam. We have to know we have like four kind of shvuas. Maybe five. We have shvuah of soito. We'll see later. It's a parsha bifnei atzmo. We have shvuah sa'edus. What is shvuah sa'edus? You go over to your friend and you tell him, you saw that that guy stole. You idea toli edus. The guy says, I don't know. I'm not. He said, please come to basis. I don't know. So how you make the guy to come to basis? You tell him, mashbi'a niyacho, שאין אתה יודע לי עדוס. Make a שבועה that you don't know עדוס. Listen what he answers. איני יודע. I don't know. He doesn't have to say שבועה. You say, משביח עוני, שאין אתה יודע לי עדוס. And he answers, איני יודע. This is called שבועה סעדוס. This is called שבועה סעדוס. This is called שבועה סעדוס. You have שבועה סביטוי, Shvuas bitui, it's not you go over to your friend and tell him, Mashbi'a nacho, that you will not eat breakfast. And he says, I will not eat breakfast. Nishtaz ha-shvua. A person gets up and he says, I'm nishba, that tomorrow I'm not eating breakfast. Or, you owe me money. I'm nishba, that I don't owe you money. You can't tell a person, I'm mashbi'a nacho, that you don't owe me money. He says, yeah, I don't know you. There's no shtar as a shvua. Only b'shvua sa'edus is a mushma mipi acherim. You tell him, mashbiach oni, she'ein ato yodea li edus, and the guy says, ein yodea edus. And shvua s'bitu is nishtar as a musag mashbiach oni. We'll get to it. It's not the same. Again, we have shvua sa'edus and we have shvua s'bitu. Shvua s'edus is mashbiach oni, שאין אתה יודע לי עדוס, and he says, איני יודע עדוס. שבועס ביטוי is not משביח עוני, the guy has to say a full שבוע. And if a person tells your friend, משביח או שאתה לא איכל tomorrow, and he says, איני איכל, it's גורניש. בשבועס ביטוי, he has to say the שבוע himself. דוסי לגמור. So now, long again, שבועס הדיונים is שבועס ביטוי. What is שבועס הדיונים? Two people are fighting in Beis Din. So Beis Din says, okay, swear that you don't owe him money. She says, "Hareini nishba that I don't owe money. Swear that you do not mazik him. Hareini nishba. The only place that you have mushba pi achirim is shvua sa'edus, shvua sa'pikodim. But shvua sa'edus, this is called mushba pi achirim. Regular shvua is called shvua bitui. Now let me say the taste. Tiras Rabbeinu Tam." So we have a stira. By us, we see that we need Hashem, that we don't need Shem Hashem. And in Soitan and Shvua Sa'edus, we need Hashem. And Misvore, the Ran understood that you learn out every single one from each other. Rabbi Natan Be'etzem is coming to say that we don't learn out one from each other. But not Stama Po Aduma, because the Gzeira Sakosuf is in Soito and in Eidus, Ve'ein Lecho Ba'yelo Chidushoi. Rabbi Natan says it's a svore why only Shvua Soito and Shvua Sa'edus needs shame and Shar Shvuas don't need shame. Tirat Rabbi Natan, the Hanem Mile B'mushma B'pi Acherim. Domi Soito Gamrin Elo, Shumushba'az B'pi Akoyen. Aval Mushma B'pi Atzmoi Loi Bo'i Shem. Apash Techilo. When someone else is Mashbi'a you need a shame. And Shvuas B'tui that you make the Shvua yourself, you don't need a shame. What is the svore in it? Very poshut. Someone is mashbiah you, so you really didn't make the commitment. He made the shvua for you. So you need a chaymer of Hashem. But when you make the shvua yourself, you don't need a chaymer of Hashem. You don't need a chaymer of Hashem. V'tmiyani olo, frek de rosh, pe kodosh, ech omar davor ze. Why? You're right, you told me a svar. You know why only do you need a shame? It's mipi acherim. Soito shvua sa'edus. Bayo shvua sbitui. Doesn't need shame. Do amrinen besoy perek shvua shtayim basre, shamoitzi omen achar ha-shvua kemoitzi shvua mipiv domi. V'yalfin elo misoito. What is the Gemara? The Gemara says that when a person says omen, it helps even in shvua sbitui. Why? Even the mushma pi acherim doesn't help in shvua sbitui. But if it's mushma pi achay, but if the person said amen, it helps even the bitui. Arai from Saito. Saito says amen and it works. And the Gemara says again. V'tmiyano lavech omar davar ze. Do amrin v'sei per shvua shtayim basre. Da moitzi amen achar ha-shvua ke moitzi shvua mipiv domi. V'yalfin elo misaito. Dichsi v'omro isho amen amen. Now listen to Loshen. Ve'havi ki mushpas mipi atzmoi. U'kmoi shepiresh Rashi shom bereshvua sa'edus. Di'iloi afilo mushpas mipi acherim lo yavi. The Gemara says, when you say amen, it's ki'ilu you said the shvua yourself. What is the raya from Soito? Why? Because Soito, she was not mushma mipi acherim. Why she was not mushma mipi acherim? Why Soito is not mushma mipi acherim? Because Dr. Rashi, she didn't answer, no, I didn't do it. She only answered the word amen. Mushma pi acherim, the guy has to say, Eini yodei ha'edus. Hishov ali, that you didn't see, Eini yodei ha'edus. The lady didn't answer nothing. So why it works? Kol ha'oine amen, kemoitzi shvua mipiv. And the Gemara says that it works not only by Soito, it works even by Shvuas Bitui. V'haynu taimes, ran and sign. Hosom, the afaka de Shvuas Bitui, mushma pi acherim potu, kol eiche she'ono amen chayev. וכיוון שכן דמיסויטו גמרין אלי הבל אלי מימר דאפולו מושפי עצמי לי בו ישם ולפיכוך לא יורדתי לסייף דייטי בזה Frag der Rana, heiße ne Kasche. I ask you a Kasche. Das Schwur bei Hashem. Die Gemara lösen sich heute ein Schwur zu Heidus. You answered me a gewaltige Terrence an Schwur zu Heidus. Denn jetzt kommt Mushma Piacherim. Aber Soito ist nicht Mushma Piacherim. Soito ist Mushma Piacherim, because you said Amen. And the Gemara says, when you say Amen, es gemäht sich Schwur mit Pif. The Gemara says, Amen is gemäht sich Schwur mit Pif. And if Amen is considered gemäht sich Schwur mit Pif, if Amen is considered gemäht sich Schwur mit Pif, so it's considered that the Soito herself said the Shvua. If the Soito herself said the Shvua, if the Soito herself said the Shvua, so why she needs a shame? Why the Soito needs a shame? Weißt du, even Mushma Mipi Atzmoi needs a shame? Das ist der Schlag auf der Ran, das ist der Schlag auf der Ran auf Rabbeinu Tam. Das ist der Schlag auf der Ran auf Rabbeinu Tam. Kushi Atzuma. And all of the Achroinim try to answer Rabbeinu Tam. And I want to go to Seder Advorim. That's him, here's the Yesoidus. There's three Terutzim of Rabbi Seinu that we'll try to go over them. And after that we'll see that the Netziv Be'etzim came and said a Teretz that all the Kashev, the Ran Bichlal doesn't start. Rabbeinu Tam is Azei Girecht, see Mamish Amotne what the Ran wants from him. Mamish Motne what the Ran wants from him. Shaman Adorin brings it down in the Agoy B'Ktzorah that when the Netziv was passing in Vilna and he showed him the Shaman Adorim, he gave him a Ksavya and a Chob HaBesser HaTeretz of the Ganze Arichas and the Kashas to answer Rabbeinu Tam from the Kashev from the Ran. To answer Rabbeinu Tam from the Kashev from the Ran. But we'll start Keseida. We have the Kashev of the Ran of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam answered that Shvu Mipi Acherim Bo Yishem. Shvu Mipi Acherim Bo Yishem. And Shvu Mipi Atzmo Iloi Bo Yishem. And the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Ran asked them, it's not true. Soito is considered Mipi Acherim. I'm sorry, Soita is considered Mipi Atzmo, and it's Boishem. The whole text doesn't start. What is that? So the first answer is Zog de Machne Ephraim and Simon Gimel. Shaman Adorah brings them down. The Korban Asano says it by us. Zog de Machne Ephraim, Apostle tells. When Omen helps, when the person that made the Shvua said Shem Hashem, when the person that said the Shvua didn't say Shem Hashem, the Omen doesn't help. What is the Hesbel? So I'm going to make an Ephraim like this. The Ran came with a Taina and Rabbeinu Tam. Soito is a Mushma Mipi Atzmoi. Soito is a Mushma Mipi Atzmoi. She said Omen. And the Gemara says in Bitui, Omen helps. So how you can tell me that only Mipi Acherim needs a shame? Soito is Mipi Atzmoi. And it has a shame. Zog de Machne Ephraim Azei. First out. What is the pshat? Kol ha'oino omen achar ha'shvue kemoitzi shvue mipiv. As Mamesh Kilu, he said word by word the shvue. Zog de Machne Ephraim, no. It's not like word by word the shvue. Yenem made the shvue. I'm shtelling tzu to Yenem's shvue. He brings down Loshon HaRambam. Lav dafka omen. If he says, Omen, or Shani Mekabel Olai is a Shvua, it's also good. He doesn't have to say Dafka the word Omen. If he's Mekabel on himself the Shvua, it's also good. Lav Dafka the word Omen. If he's Mekabel on himself the Shvua, it works. What is the Hesba? Zog de Machne Ephraim the following Hesba. Who makes the Shvua? That guy that is mashbia me, he's doing the shvua. Mashbia choni she'ein ato yodeh li eidus. So who is doing the shvua? Yenem is doing the shvua. No vas. And every mushma mipi acherim, not only that Yenem is doing the shvua, Yenem is doing the whole thing. Mashbia cho she'ein ato yodeh eidus. The guy says ein yodeh eidus. But who made the shvua? The mashbia. When you say, and this doesn't help in Shvuas Bitui, when you say Omen, what happens in Omen? Omen, you mekabel the Shvua. He made the Maisa Shvua. But who was mekabel the Shvua? You. So again, and Shvua Sa'edus is Mushma Bipi Acherim. The Acherim do the Maise Shvua. The Acherim do the Maise Shvua. The whole thing the Acherim do. The Acherim do the Maise Shvua. Nothing else. You don't do nothing. But Amen, you're right that the Acherim made the Maise Shvua, but the Kabbalah Shvua, you did. Meile Zog the Machne Ephraim, very poshut. When Yenem does the whole thing, Zog Rabbeinu Tam, we need Shem Hashem. When Yenem does the whole thing, we need Shem Hashem. When this is what Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran understood. When the person is Mekabel the Neder, the Shvua, we don't need Shem Hashem. So Frek the Ran Akash, Besoito, she was Mekabel the Shvua. So you don't need Shem Hashem? The answer is Rabbeinu Tam says one thing. When Yenem does, you need Shem Hashem. When you do the whole thing, you don't need Shem Hashem. B'mushma mipi acherim, he did the whole thing. B'soito, he does the Maise Shvua. You do the Maise Kabbalah. But who did the Maise Shvua? The Mashbiah. You need Shem Hashem. When you don't need Shem Hashem, which was bitui, you do the whole lot. You do the whole Shvua. Then you don't need Shem Hashem. And the Hezbar has poshut. When someone else does it, you need a toikif. You need a toikif to the Shvua. So b'shmashu p'acherim, he does the whole thing. B'omen, he does a half. You also need a Shem. Rabbeinu Tam said, when you do the whole Shvua yourself, it's strong enough without a Shem. So you're right that kol ha'oyin ha'omen k'moitzi Shvua mipim, that it's kilu you are mekabel the Shvua. Over the ma'ase Shvua who did? Yenem. He's medayik in Loshon HaRambam. The Rambam says that if someone says a shvua, a filu a goy ve'akotten, and you say amen, it works. What is that filu? Because Yenem is doing the ma'ase shvua. So I would think that a goy ve'akotten can't make a ma'ase shvua for me. Kamash v'on, you can make a ma'ase shvua. So again, so the first answer in Rabbeinu Tam is, the Ran understood, while the ma'ase I'm saying amen, and I'm mekabel the shvua, it's enough, and b'meila I will not need Shem Hashem, and the answer is nein. The answer is nein. If Yenem is doing the Maise Shvua, or if Yenem is doing, forget about the Maise Shvua, if Yenem is doing a part of the Maise Shvua, even if I'm doing the Kabbalah, but he did the Maise Shvua, you need Hashem. When you don't need Hashem? When you do the whole Maise yourself. So, Abalabatish Eteretz. I want to madgish it because when we'll come with the Netziv, we'll see light, everything changes. So the Vayal Poshet Akasha Mitateret. The Rabbeinu Tam, we ask the Akasha by us, we don't need shame. Shvuas, you need a shame. Zog Rabbeinu Tam, Mipi Acherim, you need a shame. Ah, Soita is not called Mipi Acherim. It's half Mipi Acherim. The Maise Shvua, the Kohen does. She does the Kabbalah. But she didn't do the Maise Shvua. The Mele, you need shame. Shein Ateretz. The Bach says the andere Teretz. The Bach in Simen Reish Lamed Zayin brings down the andere Teretz. The Shalmei Nedarim brings him down. A complete andere Teretz. I'll say the Lomdus first. The Lomdus is very poshut. Rabbeinu Tam did not mean Lomdus. We understand Rabbeinu Tam meant Lomdus. Shmuel and Piachayim needs a shame. Piatzmo, he doesn't need a shame, right? Frank the Ran, by Soito, she said, Amen, it's not Mipi Acherim. Soito, nein, Rabbeinu Tam didn't mean Lomdus, he meant Balabatish. When someone is forcing you for the Shvua, someone is doing the Shvua on top of you with a force, you need Shem Hashem. When someone is not forcing you, and you're doing it on your own, then you don't need Shem Hashem. And the Lomdus is Poshet. When someone is forcing you to make a Shvua, the Bach explains like this. Every time when it makes a Shvua, why you don't need Shem Hashem? Because we understand that you're making Shvua in Hashem, even though you're not speaking it out. We assume that it's B'Shem Hashem. When someone is forcing you, we don't know. Maybe you're doing it because you're forced, you don't mean nothing. When a person makes a Shvua on his own, it's a real commitment. So we say it's a Shvua Gmura, it has the Toikev. And when someone is forcing you to make the Shvua, it doesn't have the Toikev. Only if you make Shem Hashem. So the chiluk is when someone forces you or when you're doing it on yourself. When someone forces you, you need a shame. And when someone doesn't force you, you don't need a shame. So the chilek is shvuah sa'enus, it's considered he's forcing you, he's to value. Shvuah sa'ita, he's forcing you. Mashahenke shvuah sbito, he's not forcing you. Where we see dvorim brurim like the Bach and the Rosh. The Rosh in Siman Aleph brings Rabbeinu Tam and two lines, but look how he says Rabbeinu Tam. V'tiretz Rabbeinu Tam the davka b'mushba mipi acherim dum yedesoito kmo yishvu asa eidus v'shvu asa dayonim hu debo yishem aval shvu asho yisr nafshe b'lo shen shvu afilu b'lo yishem frek de achroinim. He says, Mushma mipi acherim needs a shame. Mipi atzmo, he doesn't need a shame. What is Mushma mipi acherim? Soito, Eidus, and Shvuas Adayonim. No. Shvuas Adayonim is a regular Shvuas, Shvuas Bitui. The Dayonim say, hey, he said you stole, make a Shvuas that you didn't steal. So the Reini Nishma that I didn't steal. It's a regular Shvuas Bitui. So some achroinim want to say, Tohu Sofer. The Torah says, no. When he's forced, you need a shame. When he's not forced, you don't need a shame. If you see the Loshna Piske Arosh, he says it clear. Im nishba me'atzmoi loy boi shem. Not im nishba be'atzmoi. Im nishba me'atzmoi. But amen. If he's nishba from himself, he doesn't need a shame. If someone is forcing him, he needs a shame. Again, the longness is, when he's nishba on his own, we see the commitment. We know that he's mechaven b'shem Hashem. When he's nishma mipi acherim is beforce, so we don't see the commitment. We are not assured that he's mechaven b'shem Hashem, but mainly you need Hashem Hashem. So we have a chilek divine. If the first teretz is only besoita ve'edus, or the mushma mipi atzma that he's saying the full words like shvuas adayonim, will not need Hashem. The way with the Bach says in Simon Reish Lamezayin Yeredeye, and it's mashma and the Rosh. And I'll tell you, it's, we are Zoicha, they have in the Kovitz, it's Tezis Yeshonim. He says it word by word. V'oimer Rabbeinu Tam, kol shemushba al yedei irur shel acherim, people are fighting with him, bo yishem. Kol asher nishba al yedei irur shel acherim, bo yishem. If people are forcing him, he needs a shame. What? I'm not going to get to the Amen. Chveis nish, don't mishaneh. Why didn't answer like that? Why no one didn't answer like the other Teretz? The Bach is saying a Teretz. The Chilek is not if he said it or didn't say it. The Chilek is if it's in a force or it's not a force. If it's in a force, you need a shame. If it's not in a force, you don't need a shame. And I'm saying, we have a taste of Yeshonim that says it klo. Im nishba al yedei irur shel acherim bo yishem. If it's not al yedei irur shel acherim, it's loy bo yishev. The Chasam Sofer by us says a third pshat. Zog the Chasam Sofer, you know why shvu loy bo yishev? Because it works mitzad yad. You know why shvu loy bo yishev? Because it works mitzad yad. Kilu he said Shem Hashem. Mainly says, Yad helps when I talk. When I'm telling tzu to the other person, you can't make a Yad out of it. But mainly when you make the Shvuah on your own, you don't have to have a shame. Midin Yad, we could finish. We know what you had in mind. But when you're telling to Yenem, we don't know what Yenem meant. When you say yourself, we have Yudas, we finish Yudas, but mainly it works. You have to go on Yenem's das, so he has to say Shem Hashem. The Soita says Amen, but she has to have the das of the Kohen. If the Kohen didn't say Shem Hashem, she doesn't know what the Kohen is mechaven. So even if it's Kemoi Tishvua Mipiv, you have to have the Shem Hashem. So the vial we have three Tirutzim and the Kashif of Rabbeinu Tam. Again, I want to be mimed it that we could come to the Netziv. Rabbeinu Tam, the Ran had a stire. By us stay that Shvuah loy bo yishem. Hoichoches from the Ran and Cheshbon. And the Gemara and Shvuas, Legabi Shvuas Eidus and Soito, and the Ran learned Misvore that everything is learned out from there. Bo yishem, frek the Ran a stire. Zog Rabbeinu Tam, this is Mushma mipi acherim. Masheinken by us is Mushma mipi atzmoi. And it's a Svore lechalek. Mipi acherim bo yishem, and here loy bo yishem. Zog them the Ran, you're wrong. Soita is not mipi achirim. The mocker is soita, and soita is not mipi achirim. Kol ha'ayin ha'omen achar ha'shvua, k'moyit ha'shvua mipiv dami. And we answer three terutzim. One teretz is, soita is not mipi achirim, it's ha'omen. But the ma'isa shvua is achirim. Rabbi Lutam meant only when the whole ma'isa he does on his own, then lo'i bo yishem. Second teretz we said, Rabbi Lutam doesn't mean who is doing it. Force or not a force. Shvua sa'idus and a soita is a force, bo yishem. By us, it's not in the forest, loy boishem. Chasam Sefer says very glad. Chasam Sefer says very glad. On Hashem works mitzad yad. B'meile, when a person says it, we could goymer dvorov that this is what he meant. But when he's using Yenem's shvua, and he's telling to Yenem, but he doesn't know what Yenem meant. So b'meile, if Yenem says Shem Hashem, he could shtel to Yenem's Shvua. But if not, even if it's k'moyit yomen mipiv, k'moyit shvua mipiv, but he's shteling to Yenem's Shvua. I'll give you a mashal. I say Omen after Yenem's Shvua. And Yenem comes to Basin and he said, I didn't mean b'Hashem. So he's nemar. So b'meile, so the Shvua is batel. So while I'm shteling to Yenem, b'meile, Yenem has to have a shem. These are three glat tirutzim. I want just to poiseach, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow will be mamshich. The Netziv came with a taine. And I want to start the taine. The Netziv start with a taine. What is Rabbi Nutam's kasha? Rabbi Nutam has a kasha. The Ran has a kasha and Rabbi Nutam. Rabbi Nutam said that Mushma mipi achirim bo yishem, מפי עצמו לא יבוא ישם. Right? פרקת המכה ש... סויטו איז מפי עצמו. סויטו איז מפי עצמו. סויטו איז מפי עצמו. Right? This is the קשה. I want to ask you a child. סויטו איז מפי עצמו. Why סויטו איז מפי עצמו? Well, because she said, oh, man. I want to ask you a shayla. A soita comes into Beis HaMikdash. She tells the kohen, be quiet, be quiet. I like to say it myself. I want to read. They will let her to read or not? Why not? Not because it's this. Why not? What? It will not help. So it's a din that yenem. So she can't be moiti shvua mipiv. What mean kolayin noamin? If the lady will say the whole shvua, it will work or not? Avad it will not work. You need the shvua of the kohen. What the Ran wants bichlal? What the Ran wants for Rabbeinu Tam? What the soita is saying shvua mipi atzmo? Well, the soita is saying shvua mipi atzmo. If she will say the whole shvua, it will work. She needs the kohen's shvua. She needs to be mushma mipi the kohen. She can't say it on her own. If she will say it on her own, it will not work. She needs the kohen. She can't say a shvua mipi atzmo. But the Gemara says nishtazeh. The Gemara learns out from Saito that it's considered kemoyit shvua mipiv. So don't be that heipzachon zogin do'atere. Mirza Hashem tomorrow again, 11 o'clock, and Baruch Hashem, and lemaisa, all of the shiurim are starting. Last week we only had two, but this week, Baruch Hashem, all of the shiurim are saying. So zog nochabal, Be'ez Hashem, 11 o'clock, we'll be shiur tomorrow.